With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Matt Anderson here, a clear evidence of not playing favorites in this series, and obviously my enthusiasm for the Braves is boundless.
If you were on social media last night asking us, guys, am I the only one hearing this? You were not. It's Dukes and Bell, and you were right. It sounded like it. There was definitely some bias there.
No bias. I'm a professional. Can I help it if Ron Darling is in the fetal position in the corner as the Braves win 9-2?
Listen, I'm not going to tell you that they had a rooting interest. It just didn't seem like it was fair and balanced.
Well, let's just say that Jeff Francoeur wants to punch both of us out. We put Xanax in his Gatorade.
So, guys.
By the way, don't you want to see Frenchie just take both their heads and knock them together like the Three Stooges?
Like a wrestling match.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, man, Braves win, and what a win it was. Game 5 is tonight, right? We literally have no time to celebrate because tonight we have a chance, guys, to advance to the World Series. Yeah, don't sound so excited. We literally have a chance to advance to the World Series. Tonight with Max Fried on the hill. We're going to talk about the Dogs coming up, but guys, our focus as we broadcast live from Phillips State Farm Arena here downtown Atlanta as we get ready for the Hawks and the Mavs tonight. We're going to talk about that as well. It's the opening night. It's exciting, and the Hawks, there's a buzz definitely in the air. But with our Braves being one game away from the World Series, Mike, we can accomplish that tonight.
Right.
And going back to last night, let's talk about what we didn't expect that happened. We didn't expect Smiley, okay,
right,
to do what he did. You didn't expect to get three innings from Smiley and to be as good as he was and to keep the Dodgers, you know, off the board. You also didn't expect Eddie Rosario to hit two home runs and to be as productive as he was. Before we left the show yesterday, for those who listen every day, thank you. Mike was pretty adamant about, I don't know if this is the right decision. And, guys, we have every right to question these things going into a game.
Right.
But when they work out, we go, you know what? It worked.
And that's why I said earlier, I mean, everything that Snicker is doing, I mean, for the most part, guys, is turning out to just aces for this team. I thought, you know, Dansby in the leadoff spot, just based on the sample size earlier this year, really didn't do well. You know, I thought Rosario and, you know, the idea, let's get the guy who's the hottest hitter on the most at-bats in this lineup. But Rosario in the five spot, all it did is give more guys on, more ducks on the pond for him to knock in. So Rosario does an amazing job. Duvall, by the way, too, before we forget, Duvall with that, robbing the home run.
Absolutely.
And goes solo, back-to-back shots. But Rosario, to your point, yeah, I mean, He's the series MVP right now for the NLCS in my book, right?
No, not. I don't think it's close. Here's the deal. I was going to say, depending how this series played out with some of the pitching, but without Rosario and his run production, we're nowhere near.
No, and everybody, I know we had that stat that Jeff Passan had from MLB, where everybody that was added to the trade deadline is making huge contributions right now in the postseason. Soler against Milwaukee before, obviously, the COVID stuff. But the good news for the Braves is we've got Max Fried. The Dodgers doing a bullpen start. We've had to deal with these. We don't wish injuries on anyone, but they've already lost Max Muncy, and now Justin Turner is out. That hamstring's going to keep him out of the rest of the postseason for the Dodgers.
Well, listen, they're dealing with a lot of the things that we've had to deal with.
Exactly.
The course of the season. I'm not feeling sorry for the Dodgers, nor should you. This is a team that has spent over $100 million more than our team. Guys, at the trade deadline, loaded with pitching, they went out and got Max Scherzer. I don't feel sorry for the Dodgers and all the things right now seemingly going wrong for them. We've had our own things to deal with, and now we've been able to overcome that. Yesterday, I was really worried. Mike, I got to tell you, I'm not now. And I was worried because I didn't know how this was going to turn. Was the Bellinger home run going to be the difference in this series where it turns to the Dodgers? Boy, did our team respond.
I mean, the fans, you know, the nature of a fan, especially in a town where you've had to take your shots, I have to remind Atlanta fans we've lived it. But yesterday, you and I, and I'm guilty as charged, we're like kind of down in the dumps because we hear that Hinoa is not going to pitch and that he's done for the postseason as well with that, whatever the shoulder issue it is. So you're kind of conditioned that, wow, that could be a huge momentum shift. But the Braves, the players don't want to hear about it. They don't want to know about it. It doesn't mean anything to them. And they just responded and did their job. And as you said, they chased Urias out. There's a meme that's got Rosario holding Urias like a baby with a superimposed Urias' face. And I've got it at Mike Belay tail. It just makes me laugh out loud. But, yeah, I mean, the Rosario, all I knew about the guy was, you know, good playing anywhere in the field, pretty good average, you know, from the Indians. And now you're seeing just how clutch this guy is, man. I mean, just making things happen.
Well, the irony is Soler and Rosario have both been clutch. And remember, Soler comes over from Kansas City, and we're like, I want him back for the World Series. I want all the bats I can have for the World Series if we get
yes,
there.
Right,
okay.
Right.
If we get there.
But you couldn't be in a better position. Last year we have the Dodgers up 3-1. We have to do the bullpen start.
Yeah.
They're down 1-3, and they've got to do the bullpen start.
Yeah, yeah. And I say that, guys, because one of the reasons why the other side of this, that's the AL,
right.
Red Sox bats have been hot. That's why they are here. And the Astros just, they hit. I mean, this is, you've seen it the last couple of nights if you've watched that, you know, or paid attention to it. So whoever comes out of that series, you know, I'm assuming, Mike, the over-under on these runs scored every night is going to be 9, 9.5.
Right, right.
If we get to the World Series. Guys, let's hope so. Let's keep our fingers crossed more on Max Fried. Before we get to the dogs, though, Chris, can we hear Brian Snicker talk about the bullpen? Because going into last night, the reason why I was more worried is how is Snick going to manage the pen? He didn't have to do as much as I thought, Mike, because guys did their job. Mentor,
right.
You know, you talk about Smiley coming in and give you the
– We thought Chavez might get lit up like a pinball machine in the first inning. Did his job, man. Yeah, set him down. And then as Squidbilly said yesterday, you will get Smiley in there. And you and I said his regular is 4 2/3. But he contributed. He had 2 earned runs, but he 8 innings. And then, you know, the rest of the guys, Matzik has been unbelievable. I mean, if I was going to go just for team MVP, I know it's a middle reliever, but how much Matzik has met, you know, setting him down.
He's pitched every day. Here's Snit on the pen, talking specifically about our bullpen. What does it look like?
We're good. We're good. It was good to get Will out there. I was glad he got an inning today. Luke's good to go. So you got to mix match scramble just because of the time of year it is, and you know, you talk about Massey. I thought he was probably as effective and as sharp tonight as he has been the whole postseason, and he keeps telling us that the more I pitch, the better I feel and the better I'll be.
So he's talking.
We're
about
good. Massey. We're good.
That's all I need to hear, Snit. That's all I need to hear. Bo Morgan, what's up? You want to add something?
Is there a way we can, like, not pitch A.J. Mentor all year and then get playoff Mentor? Because
yes.
This is a guy that was in the minors, and he was not really that great when he came back at the end of the regular season. And then all of a sudden, he's just utter dominant. It's like playoff right. Mentor, and it's just like last year with that bullpen start. It's like playoff Mentor.
He looks like Mentor like 3 years ago when they tried to use him as the closer. Remember that they had that sample size when they were trying to establish the closer before they go make the trades? It's been dynamic, the velocity, the location. And also, let's be honest, why are these guys all doing so well? They're not getting behind in the counts. When they make us pull our hair out is when they're putting guys on base and lead off walks or 2-out walks. They're not doing that in these situations.
Yeah, it's a great point, Bo. We need playoff Mentor. Guys, Game 5 tonight. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at State Farm Arena. More on our Hawks coming up as they get ready to open up their season tonight. But right now, let's talk dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at Brightbox.
Yeah, man. BrightboxElectrical.com. One of those nights you want to have 2 TVs to watch everything that's going down. You can do that with Brightbox, not to mention home automation, home security. They can also give you generators that run on natural gas. You never worry about the power going out summer or winter. It's BrightboxElectrical.com.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Ross Tucker is going to join us. We'll talk NFL with Ross. But for the dogs, you know, I said you think this team is good, and they are. If they win a national championship, Mike, they will go down and, you know, in the books is one of the best teams ever, specifically defensively. But, guys, Kirby's not done. There's a kid out of Texas. His name is Big Bear Alexander, Mike.
I saw the photos.
He is coming to Georgia. He is committed to Georgia. Now, Texas A&M was on him, hot and heavy, obviously, because he's a Texas kid. But we talked about this. The imprint now, and this is what I said. Georgia was already getting kids from Texas, but if you now say, hey, we'll be playing those guys in a couple of years, and you'll get a chance to go back home in front of friends and family. It changes the narrative. So this kid, guys, is a monster. And if you think Jordan Davis is good, and he is, Jordan Davis has basically said, hey, 99 is waiting on you, Mike. He's a big defensive tackle, 6'3", 325, 330, somewhere around there. But the kid was going to wait till February to make it, you know, the final commit. He couldn't wait.
But this goes back to it. And Florida State had a lineman that was on the fence. He's going to Georgia, another big-time four-star talent. We talked about, you know, when Georgia looks like the beast that it is, and you hear the comments of, like, Mikel Williams, he was going to go to USC. He's a Georgia kid. He goes, I want to be a part of a dominant defense. I mean, guys, look at this, and this, it sells itself. And so all those things that we joked around about, giving, like, what, 60-some-odd million dollars to expand the end zone for, like, the hospitality for the – I saw some of the recruits that were there on Saturday.
Yeah.
And their eyes were as wide as saucers because that's how electric the vibe was and how much that had to do with it or overall. But you talked about it. You're getting a guy, again, hypothetically, this guy's in between Bear Alexander and Jordan Davis, but another monster to be in the middle to be doing the things we see Jordan Davis doing.
You want to be dominant for a long time, recruit great up front. It's that simple. You want to be great in the NFL, draft great up front. If you're telling me you're bringing in, you know, year after year, the number two, number three, number six defensive lineman,
right?
You're going to be all right, Mike. Right
and Williams, now, Williams is a five-star, Michael Williams, defensive lineman from Columbus. That's the kid who was looking to Southern California. Coach gets fired, some turnover, other things. We talked about linemen switching from FSU, turnover, and again, confusion about what's going on at FSU. That helps George, although he was on the fence for a while. So just good news, man. I mean, the rich get richer, and that's what happens when you're rolling.
So what does this do for the Dogs? Well, now you're talking about the Dogs having the number one class for 2022 as we speak. And it's not over because there could be other guys that could flip. There could be other kids that have made verbal commitments that make that switch, Mike, for the early signing period.
Right.
But right now, as we speak, according to 24/7 Sports, and they keep up with this stuff, and it depends on what rankings you go by, but the Dogs are one, and that's pretty impressive. So as good as things are going, this is how you keep winning. This is how you continue to play for national championships if the Dogs are able to get there this year.
Right. So now next up would be put 40 on the Florida Gators. And to further win more guys over, more hearts and minds, Carl, in the recruiting battle. And look, when things are starting to get – you and I, we spoke about this when we first interviewed Kirby. I think it was at the SEC Media Days in 16. You know, you're not going to just be able to flip a switch and get to what Alabama is. He was able to do more and get more out of Mark Richt's recruits the year they go to the SEC championship and they go to the national championship game, beat Oklahoma. But now his machine is in place. And so now it becomes self-sustaining, right? Where you've got this whole apparatus in place where you just – everybody wants to go there. You are the brand, the sexy brand.
Sure.
And so there's really now just a matter of, you know, dotting the I and go get that natty, you know. So it would be great if Georgia could, you know, do a thumping on Florida. And then you're going to watch, again, the rest of the college. No, look, these guys aren't going to fall asleep at the wheel. Alabama's going to get their house in order. But right now, Georgia looks to be on top of the mountain. I know, doesn't matter if we get to January, but right now, Georgia's in a really, really good place.
404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Find us on social media, guys. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow this radio station at 929 The Game.
Two notes for you guys real quick. You spoke of 24/7 Sports. They are reporting Kendall Milton out at least 2 weeks with an MCL injury. And Kirby Smart is saying that both quarterbacks would be expected to play against Florida in a new report from ESPN.
Yeah, you know what? And I say this, I think Kirby's saying that because, well, it's the thing to say, right? It's the thing to do. Is there any obligation to play JT Daniels? Did we just ask Coach Dooley this question? Here's the deal. For Florida, now you got to get ready for two quarterbacks, not knowing which one's going to play.
Correct.
Outside of that, I don't buy it.
Everybody got a piece of the action. Zeus was the leading carries as far as running backs against Kentucky, but Kendall Milton had a nice big run, broke it down the sideline. Milton's the guy a lot of fans want to see more of, but now that would mean if it's accurate, then Milton's going to miss the cocktail party.
All right, guys, Ross Tucker's going to join us. We're going to talk about what's going on around the NFL. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Not really an intriguing game, only from the standpoint that the Browns, that was supposed to be maybe a Super Bowl contender, are seemingly falling apart. But we'll talk to him about our Falcons and much more. Ross Tucker next. It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at State Farm Arena. Hawks, Mavs tonight, opening night. And you'll be able to listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right now, though, we say good afternoon to Ross Tucker, guys. Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insight the sports books do not want you to see. Be smarter. Bet the books. Download the BetQL app today. Ross, we start with the Dolphins. We play the Dolphins Sunday. But this news about the Dolphins making a potential trade for Deshaun Watson is interesting because the timing, and then what does it say about Tua if, in fact, this turns out to be true? What are you hearing about all of this?
Well, what I think is most interesting about it is that when a longtime beat writer for the team reports that there's a good chance that they come to terms on a trade with a specific team like this, you know, during the week, the next week, it seems to me like they're fishing a little bit, right? I mean, it seems to me like they are trying to get somebody else to give them a better offer and or, you know, hope that they can spark at least another interest, enough interest that they get more from the Dolphins. I mean, otherwise, right, you just make the trade, right? So pretty clearly, they are looking for something very specific here, and they're looking for more. I continue to believe that I'll believe it when I see it. Now, if the Falcons beat the Dolphins and the Dolphins look bad, and especially, I guess, if Tua doesn't look good, I think it's a possibility. I've just always thought that it wouldn't happen until after the season. I always thought at this point, if you're the Texans, you're going to get more in return for Deshaun Watson if you wait till the offseason. And the teams might have some more clarity as it relates to his off-the-field issues, although who knows at this point, man? I mean, I haven't heard anybody put any type of, you know, firm, good timeline on when we might know more.
So you're saying John McClain just pawned in Game of Life, Carl, like Mungo. Yeah, McClain, our buddy from the Houston Chronicle, broke that story. It's our buddy Ross Tucker here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, Ross, Falcons are 2-3, could be 3-2. We kind of let one slip against Washington. About what you'd expect from Arthur Smith's team in the first year?
Yeah, I think this is. And honestly, they've been playing better as of late. My co-host on the Fantasy Feast podcast pointed out, you guys probably know this, his name is Joe Dolan. I guess the first couple games or first three games, Matt Ryan, maybe first two, he was averaging like 5.5 yards per attempt or something. Now it's over 10 yards per attempt. Right. So Matt Ryan has almost doubled, you know, going down the field with the football. So it's been a change, you know, over the last few weeks. And I think that the offense is certainly playing better as a result.
Tonight we've got a Thursday Night Football. It's Ross Tucker, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline, Odyssey NFL Insider. It's not an intriguing game, but I want to ask you, if you are the Browns, do you pay Baker Mayfield? This was a make-it-or-break-it year for him. Now he's injured. They're not winning. Is he your future franchise quarterback?
Well, first of all, I know nothing else is going on in Atlanta today. I know it's not like the Braves are playing or the Hawks are playing or anything like that. So make sure before the Browns and the Broncos comes on, make sure you check out FAU at Charlotte, because I'm in Charlotte right now about to head over to the stadium. I'm calling that game for CBS Sports Network tonight. So I don't know what time the Hawks and the Braves start, but if you can watch me, just watch me for the first 5 minutes when they actually show my face on TV. Don't worry about the rest of it.
We're going to go to an area and stream it. We're going to stream it over here, Ross. I'll let you know.
Nice. You know, it is funny, though, the Baker Mayfield thing, because I tweeted this yesterday at Ross Tucker NFL. What happens if Case Keenum plays really well? You know, my sense is, just being around it for a long time, if Case Keenum plays really well, I think they might give Baker a little bit more time to heal, you know, a little bit more time for that shoulder to feel better. And if he plays well again, yeah, you know what, let's make sure he's totally 100%. I have seen this so many times. We'll see whether or not it happens. But the reality is, I feel like if Case Keenum plays really well, I don't think they'll end up paying Baker as much as he wants to get paid. I'm sure he could still get paid to be the starting quarterback there. But I think there's a belief among some people, and I'm not sure I disagree with them, that there are other quarterbacks that could, you know, function at a pretty high level and be pretty productive in that offense.
It's this team that is just so confusing. Now, we talked about, you know, the injuries and expectations. Like, that's a team. They've got expectations. They're not anywhere near expected. Miami seems to have expectations. This year, they were going to take a step to the playoffs and not even close. I mean, there's always somebody rising or falling. Who are the teams you believe in? Obviously, Tampa Bay we believe in. You believe the Rams are going to be there in January for, like, the NFC Championship?
I do, and in fact, I thought the Packers, Bucks, and Rams would be where they are. What I'm surprised by is the Cowboys and the Cardinals. You know, you guys look at it, in the NFC, there's five teams with five wins or more, and then there's a drop-off. Nobody has four wins in the NFC. So you're either 5 wins plus and you're looking like a real contender, or you're 3 wins or less and you're kind of, you know, looking up, trying to get one of those last two spots, but not looking like you really have a great chance to be as good as those other five. I mean, those five teams all look to me like they've got a legit chance to make a run.
It's Ross Tucker, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell, as he does each and every week, Odyssey NFL Insider. I know we don't talk a lot about the betting aspect most days with you. We just kind of get the info. But are you taking the 17.5 points Arizona is favored over the Texans?
If I played that, I don't like spreads that high, but if I played that game, I would take the Texans and the points, because my expert analysis tells me that the Texans have played very well, I should say, in odd weeks. Week one, they beat Jacksonville. Week three, they were right there with Carolina. Week five, they should have beat the Patriots. In even weeks, the Texans are horrific, and they've gotten smoked. It's an odd week, so I would take the Texans and the points, and that's the expert former player analysis you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah, no, thanks, Ross. It's a strange week. I mean, dude, I'm looking at my fantasy roster. I'm starting Sam Darnold and Sterling Shepard, okay? I mean, it's a bad week right now between bye weeks and injuries and a lot of mismatches and teams that are like double-digit spreads, like the golf bowl. You know, we talked to her, you just mentioned the Rams, one of those teams you believe in the NFC. We've been having a lot of fun playing Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach. I know every coach has got his own style, but do players like the emotional? And the guy was crying, Ross, after a Week 5 loss to Minnesota. I mean, is that going to burn out in the locker room? Or you think guys rally around a guy like that?
I think they rally around him, I would say, but then they came out against the Bengals, and they were terrible. I actually thought they had a great chance to win that game. I took, you know, the Lions and the points, and they got slaughtered. I thought it was a really mature win for the Bengals. You know, the Bengals were coming off that overtime loss to the Packers that would have kind of been a statement game for them. Really impressed with the Bengals coming back from that to just take care of business against the Lions. I think players like knowing that the coach cares, and clearly Dan Campbell cares. I guess the question will be, you know, whether or not they actually perform better. Your question about the burnout one is interesting. I don't really know the answer to that, other than I played with Dan briefly in Dallas, and he is genuine. Like, that's him. He cares that much, and I don't see how that could be a bad thing.
Who's the best 5-1 team? Ravens? Green Bay? Is it Tampa? Is it the Rams? Who's the best 5-1? We know the Arizona Cardinals are the only undefeated team. Who's the best 5-1 team?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think right now I would say the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they're starting to get a little bit healthier. Their defense played much better against the Chargers. You know, they've been doing it mainly with Lamar Jackson's arm and throwing the ball. Well, against the Chargers, they got the run game going. They got the defense going. You know, Justin Herbert couldn't do anything. So if the Ravens get the run game and the defense going along with Lamar throwing the ball better, look out.
You know, it's funny, we just talked about the coaching staffs, and I mentioned how, what do you thought, you know, thought of the Falcons being 2-3. We have Arthur Smith on, you know, every week on our show, and Ross, it's just a different energy. You know, you mentioned knowing Dan, and coaches, you know, you played in a lot of teams in the NFL. It just seems like there's a really cool, low-key vibe, and it's not a knock on Dan Quinn, but it just seemed like, do you believe, though, that sometimes players and teams, the message does get stale?
I definitely think the message can get stale with a certain coach over a length of time. I also think the most important thing for a coach is to be genuine. You know, guys can see right through you if you're not being authentic or real. And I think I told you guys this before, my last year as a player, 07, was Arthur Smith's first year as a coach in Washington. So I got to know him a little bit. Like, that's him. He's kind of reserved. He's not, he's not like a real loud guy, but if you ever have a conversation with him, he's very personable. He's an impressive dude, just goes about it a much different way.
Ross, it's always good to have you on, man. Good luck when you call tonight. FAU, make sure you check Ross Tucker out. He'll join us next week. Hey, man, enjoy. Be safe. Thanks again.
All right. See you guys.
Yeah, man, the Kyler Murray, and it's so interesting if they could get to, like, just say they run the table, they go to the Super Bowl, and the idea that you commit to that kind of turnover of your organization, the year after you draft a quarterback who's now on our team, and Josh Rosen,
that's right,
and just saying, look, we're going to take a coach who's never won anything in college, but he's the right fit with this guy, and they're getting results now. So they look like, I mean, again, small sample size.
Sure,
they sure look pretty smart right now. See how it pans out.
Well, it's a quarterback league, Mike, and if you can go get the quarterback you think is a difference maker, I've said this, Cliff Kingsbury wanted to have him as his quarterback at Texas Tech. He didn't commit. This kid's a winner, man.
But it's also the same thing that Ozzie Newsome in his last draft class said, look, Lamar, we're going to draft Lamar. That's we're going to change a number of things. We're going to build it around him, and both teams are kicking butt right now.
Hey, man, we're live at State Farm Arena. Hawks, Mavs, we're going to talk more Braves. We are on the cusp of getting to the World Series, guys. But before we get to all of that, we got some guy talk.
Yeah, man. Drake in a squabble with an NBA player. Not a name guy, but it's funny. It's
again?
Drake. It's Drake, man.
All right. He's always funny. All right. All right.
Also, have you been following this Squid Game?
Yes. When it was my daughter's birthday at the end of the month, last month, and all her friends were with us, and they were like, quiet, Mr. Dukes. And I'm like, what is going on? They're all upstairs down at the beach. And I'm like, they're like, we're watching Squid Game. I had no idea. We came back home.
Right.
2 weeks ago, we started watching, and I think we're on episode 4 because all this stuff that's been going on with our teams,
right.
I've just not had
Well,
time.
I'm glad you were supervising, because some people are saying it's poisoning children's minds right now.
Well, dude, it is graphic.
We'll explain, because now that you're getting your Squid Game Christmas gifts are hitting the stores. We'll explain. Nothing to do with Squid Billy. He recuses himself of this conversation. Guy Talk next live from State Farm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's time for fun. It's time for Guy Talk.
Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yeah. You're darn right it is, man. Live from State Farm Arena, Dukes and Bell, man, getting ready for the launch of the 21-22 season for the Hawks. Also getting ready for Max Fried to close out the Doyers.
Let's go.
Out on the West Coast. Hey, man, Guy Talk brought to you by Hoots Wings, Chicken Wings, and other things. They've got 3 locations all around Metro Atlanta. They got our Hey Man Ale at all 3 stores.
Yes,
so
sir.
Go get your wings on, man. Thousands of varieties, buffalo shrimp, fried pickles, and more. HootsWings.com. Hey, man, season-long pandemic. Basically, Canada's been on total lockdown, including, I guess, Drake. So he's sitting courtside as as the Raptors are playing the Wiz the other night, and he gets into it with Montrezl Harrell, and they're basically just going back and forth. And apparently everything was kind of cool. He said, me and Drake was laughing, Harrell told reporters per TMZ. There was no problem. Me and Drake, cool. We even talked after the game. But what happened was he got teed up because the Raptors coach got involved. The foul was assessed when Harrell talked back to the coach.
Okay.
So he must have said something to somebody on the Raptors bench, and that's why he got the tee. So he's campaigning to have his $2,000 technical fine rescinded. Let's see if Drake steps up for him.
Yeah, cut the check, Drake.
This definitely should not have been a tech. If so, you got to give it to me and the coach. Didn't say if Drake should get a technical, although some would say he should get a technical for rooting for every team in the damn world. Right?
No doubt.
Pick a team, man. Pick a side, for crying out loud. Hey, Ben Simmons is putting his house for sale on the Jersey side of the Delaware.
You don't say.
Yeah, shocking, right? In case you're wondering, it's a modest home by billionaire standards, worth only $5 million, Carl. 4 months after he shelled out $17.5 million. The home being listed for $5 million. So I don't know much about real estate. That doesn't seem like a real profit.
He's going to take a hit. That's what I'm going to tell you right now.
I was going to say that's kind of a motivated seller, I guess one would say.
Now, does he have a house? I heard he has, again, hearsay, on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm reading it backwards. He shelled out $17.5 million. Yeah.
Okay.
He would not lose $12 million selling the house.
Okay.
He bought a new house in Los Angeles worth $17.5 million, where I presume he will kick it while he's not playing NBA basketball.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he'll be kicking it, Mike. I mean, those checks won't be coming in.
No, actually, he did make a profit. Again, it's called proofreading. Mike never does. He did buy the house for $2.75 million, and he sold it. What, Squid? Well, at least I'm getting the information. Again, fair and balanced, if not accurate. That's my news motto. But anyway, he's out. The house is up for sale, and it's a big house, what you'd expect. It's got all the stuff. You'd expect a there it is, by the way, showing Carl. It's out in the farm country in North Jersey. It looks like it's about 20 bedrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Just 5 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, 10,000
square feet. Well, Mike, you're single. I mean, you need all that space.
there you go. We wish him well. We were talking before the break about the Squid Game. No relation to Squid Billy. Korean TV show, which is on Netflix. Basically, the premise, for those who haven't seen it, in a nutshell, kind of taking different elements from shows over the years, like The Hunger Games. Basically, people who are terribly in debt are recruited. There's over, 450 some of them, and they all play children's games, and people get killed if they don't execute the games properly, right?
Pretty much.
They whittle it down to one person or two who's going to win the money.
I haven't gotten that far. I do know that's probably what's going to happen, but I was taken back by how graphic it is. I mean, when I say this,
right,
literally in these games, they have people monitoring, and you're going to see these costumes because
right,
Halloween's coming, and people are watching this show, and the costumes are fairly easy. But they cover your face, and they're...
And they're like the squares circle and circles. That's what they're saying. The game wardens, apparently,
correct,
costumes are going to be the hot sellers already on the West Coast. This is one of those things. Apparently, there's a bunch of those costumes sitting in those containers in Los Angeles.
Oh, so they're not going
to
get there.
So if you're looking to go find that at your local costume store in time for Halloween, which is coming up, you might be in trouble. The reason we mentioned it, there was a skit on Saturday Night Live, last Saturday, with Remy Malek, who was guest host, and Pete Davidson, and they parodied a Squid Game thing by doing a country song about the series, I guess. So I don't know what that turned out. It didn't make Hulu, so I don't know if it's that funny or not, but people are talking. There's a buzz about the
show.
Now,
Remy was on the show, I'm guessing, because of the Bond movie.
Correct.
So he's the bad guy
right
in the Bond movie, this
right
new Bond
and
movie.
And by the way, just I want to get back to Squid Game, but without giving everything away, but you did say earlier in the week you love the Bond movie.
I did. No, it's for the Daniel Craig series of Bonds. It's great. And if you watched, again, I had to go back. I said, Michelle, I went back and watched, obviously, Casino Royale, which I love, but I went back all the way to Spectre we talked about the week
right
before. But this is, and Mike, it's long. It's like 2 hours
yeah
and 20.
Well, I mean, it's the last 25 time you're going to see Daniel Craig in
it's
the
great
role. Get your money's worth.
It's great.
We were worried because if you're new to the show, Carl and I are huge James Bond fans, and there was multiple scripts, different directors attached to it.
That's
so
right
it sounded like it was going to be a boondoggle, but it turns out it's apparently excellent.
It is. It is. And remember, they pushed it back. This is supposed to be last fall, maybe around
right
Christmas, if I remember correctly,
right,
and they pushed it back. So either way, but yeah,
right,
it's really good.
All right, man, so the Squid Game, Netflix has been just killing it. It is launching records, by the way.
Yeah.
More and more people are following. Is it really that ultraviolet? I mean, so it's graphic, you see people getting shot and cut in half and stuff like that?
Correct. But as much as I didn't think I'd get into it, and Trin, my daughter, was saying, Dad, you need to watch it in the Korean version.
Right.
Because you can watch, obviously, you know, the translation. And
subtitles.
All that.
So some people, Chris, you find subtitles, like my wife, distracting. You want to hear just the regular, the overdubs.
And
I'd rather watch subtitles.
Yeah, well, I watched the first episode. The way I'll describe it, Carl, I don't know if you can back me up on this, is like it's like Saw, and then they turned it into a game show.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't want...
Meets the Hunger Games.
Yeah, if I'm watching it late at night like usually I am, and I'm being lazy, I don't want to read that much. All right, right. I want to do that. I read in bed. So my whole deal is, and my daughter was like, you're going to miss things if you don't do the translated version.
Right.
Point is, I'm doing the English version, and yes, it's a little off, but I get the gist of it.
Well, anyway, the eerie, very eerie, larger-than-life doll that's used for red light, green light.
Unbelievable.
They now have a... They have a clock radio that shoots you to wake you up in the morning. It goes pow, 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 and then the alarm goes off.
Yeah. Again, if you've not seen this, and you know, this is like the phenomenons we saw during 2020 where people go, go watch The Tiger King. This is sort of like that. But that particular scene.
Squid alarm clock retailing for $37.89.
Well, I don't want one. I don't want one.
So I haven't seen it yet. Again, there's only like five, as we say every day on this show, there's only like 5,000 things you've got to watch. Hey, man, hopefully we can lock things down tonight in Los Angeles with the Braves. But if you're heading to the Battery this weekend, the giant TK elevator building, that 420 tower right by the Battery,
yeah,
they're doing a giant light show inside and outside, I guess, the tower where the elevators get tested.
Now, is that a residential?
No, that's purely for it's the Thiessen, whatever the hell the name of the company is. The elevator people.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's, I guess it's all technical. Company said Friday, interconnected LED atrium lighting system will be flooding the building with multiple 90-second motion sequences several times a day. So if you're going to be over there by the Battery, or even if you're on 285 or 75, you're going to see some really cool light shows in that building, according to Channel 2.
I've seen that building. I've never known what it was about or what it was for. So
yeah.
I had no clue. No
so idea. I guess, yeah, that's where they, I mean, I presume they test the elevators and, you know, I presume they use dummies.
In case it goes wrong.
How quickly can you stop an elevator before the G-forces rip you in half, I guess, is some of the technology they're putting
in. In case it goes wrong.
My dad always said, if the elevator cable snaps, you just... Seriously, my old man, first time I went to a tall building with my dad, it was we were in the New York Life building downtown, and my dad goes, remember, if the cable snaps, you just jump before it hits the ground. Thanks, Dad. More nightmares.
Well, for me, and I told you about that, I got claustrophobic in that elevator that I got stuck in a couple of months ago. That's the worst feeling. And no air conditioning on that elevator either. It was hot.
That stuck in an elevator once. Oh. It is dreadful. Hey, man, let's hit the closing bell. See if we made any loot today on Wall Street. Closing bell on Dukes of Bell brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. Get the IRS off your butt, man. Get a solution that works for you. Hey, Dow Jones was down 6, S&P up 13, and NASDAQ up 94. Another record close for the S&P. 7th straight day of green. That's good for us, baby. Brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. Only a couple of birthdays, Carl. Just a few. Kim Kardashian. She started it all. Blame the Kardashians. 41 today.
Yeah, she's done a lot, man. Filthy rich. And I think...
In essence, famous for nothing.
Well, yeah.
I mean, but she is obviously very attractive.
I mean, you put pictures out there of yourself, Mike, the way she does. But listen, she is, and I want to say, and I don't know if she's finished, but she went back to law school. And I think that's one of the things she was pursuing. She didn't have to.
All the Kardashians are making money. Her ex-husband's walking around dressed wearing a rubber mask.
This is true.
Yay, not Kanye. It's yay. Amber Rose, speaking of booty, 38 today.
Amber Rose, beautiful woman.
Judge Judy is 79. Ken Watanabe.
She's just one of, isn't
one of the
one
richest. She's got one of the best syndication deals on television.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I think like right now she just spent another $2 million in the time we just talked.
I agree.
You know who Ken Watanabe is?
I do not. Who is that?
He's so perfect. The End of the Last Samurai.
Oh.
He was also in Inception. He was the billionaire who was...
Oh, they put the sleep on the 747. Yes.
Joey Harrington, the greatest piano-playing quarterback, is 43. Former Atlanta Falcon, the lost season of 07. Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, would be 65 today.
Yeah, rest in peace.
And for Yankee fans, the chairman of the board, Whitey Ford, his birthday today, he died last year. There's your guy talk.
Hey, man, Matt Ryan reports on the way. We're going to talk about what's going on with our Falcons. News coming out of Athens about JT Daniels, and can we get to the World Series?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.